nation's capital, Washington, D.C., your Army Air Forces present I Sustain the Wings. I Sustain the Wings, the farewell performance of Major Glenn Miller's Army Air Forces Overseas Orchestra, conducted by Sergeant Jerry Gray, and coming to you tonight from Bowling Field. And here is Sergeant Vern Wilson.
We're winding up tonight, playing the last tunes, calling the last roll. And there's a name at the top of the roster to which the answer is missing in flight. Major Glenn Miller. We call him the big boss. We started out with him back in the early days to do the job that he'd set. To tell the story of the Air Forces. To get the men for the job ahead. To go over there to the fighting men to bring them a breath of home with our music. We got to know the big boss as a fine musician. A great guy. When he was lost to us back in December, we carried on the way that we knew he'd want us to. The way he'd showed us and taught us. The way we're playing this one. Because it's his tune. A Miller thriller in the mood. We started I Sustain the Wings 2.5 years ago, telling America about its air forces, inviting young men to join the greatest flying team in the world. We went over with the men, and we found that a bunch of soldiers with a tune to play and a song to sing got a high priority in the hearts of the war-weary GIs and the ETO. We remember them now, and we're grateful to them. To the high-ranking officers, General Spatz and Aker, Doolittle, Giles, and to the wonderful guys who served in their commands. High on the list of favorites that they asked to hear over there because it wrapped up a memory of home was an American song that they all knew and loved, Stardust.
You're in the market for a job, and somebody makes you an offer like this. Work? Interesting, with maybe some travel thrown in. Take-home pay that really adds up because food, quarters, and clothing are free. 30 days vacation a year with full pay. Opportunity? Lots of it. With the chance to train in one of the most famous technical schools in the world and to put this training into practice. Security? No job could offer you more. And there's a 20-year retirement plan now in operation. What would you say? Thousands of American fighting men have already said yes to this offer by re-enlisting in the peacetime air forces of the regular army. How about you? You know, there's real news in the fact that you'll be given a regular army rating in your present grade if you sign on before February 1st. And you can enlist for 1, 2, or 3 years or for 18 months. The choice is yours. Think it over. Figure it out for yourself. Compare the security and opportunity offered by the peacetime Army Air Forces with the uncertainties of a civilian job. Then visit your nearest Army recruiting station tomorrow.
Now it's medley time for Major Glenn Miller's AAF Overseas Orchestra. A farewell medley time, which we're dedicating to General of the Army Dwight D. Eisenhower and all the guys we knew and played for over there. And to the wives, mothers, and sweethearts that they're coming home to now. Here's something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. The old tune, My Buddy. Sergeant Johnny Desmond joins the crew chiefs, and we hear...
In the middle of May, he met a gal named June. Took her out in July, beneath an August moon.
Then off he set, he kept admiring her charms. And all through art, they were locked in each other's arms.
From November to Jan, the runaround began.
February and March, he was a worried man.
It was until April she said, okay.
They were married
in the middle of May. In the middle of May.
We reach deep in our hearts and take our borrowed tune from a guy it will always belong to, Major Glenn Miller. And we play it in the way he showed us, Moonlight Serenade.
Thank you.
something blue with a touch of silver lining. My Blue Heaven. This is the last broadcast of I Sustain the Wings, and it's the last of many broadcasts from your Army Air Forces. We've brought you the Air Force's story from headquarters over the major networks, from posts and airfields on the smaller stations, from overseas direct by wire recorder. At home and overseas, we've reported on the lives of your fighting men in the Army Air Forces, a great bunch of men and a great fighting team. Our mission's ended now, and this is our thanks to you who have been with us all the way. We're grateful for the opportunity to do the job and proud of the organization with which we served, the United States Army Air Forces. Pull a bit of reverse Lend-Lease over there and brought back a song that you seem to like. So here's Sergeant Johnny Desmond for a reprise of
Symphony. Symphony of love. Music from above. How does it start? You walk in. Start in my heart. Then you speak. The melody seems to rise. Then you sigh. It sighs and it softly dies. Symphony. Sing to me, then we kiss, and it's clear to me, when you're near to me, you are my symphony. C'est toi que j'entends. depuis longtemps. Then you speak, the melody seems to rise. Then you sigh, it sighs and it softly dies. Symphony, sing to me.
Now, here is Lieutenant Colonel Frederick Brisson, Chief of Army Air Forces Radio, who has inspired and led the operation all the way. Colonel Brisson?
Winning the war took better men, better planes, and better weapons than our enemy could produce. But it also took words, millions of words, to explain an entirely new type of warfare to the men and women of America. Words to explain the new meaning of air power. For General of the Army H.H. Arnold has felt that in a people's war and a people's peace, the people must be fully informed of the mighty weapon they hold in their army air forces. This has been our primary objective during the war and during the months of peace that have followed. Through our wartime radio mission, we were able to achieve our planned objectives. And as General Arnold has said, quote,
I have always regarded our Air Force radio broadcasts as a strictly military operation whose objective of public understanding and support is just as vital as a mission in a theater of war. Now it enables us to write mission accomplished in the log of our radio programs.
Unquote. The necessity for all-out radio activity has passed. It is hoped that the vital stories and messages that were carried will continue to live in the consciousness of America as the AAF, symbol of America's air power, continues as a guardian of the peace and protector of the rights of liberty-loving nations throughout the world.
Thank you, Colonel Brisson. Now for General of the Army H.H. Arnold, for the officers and men of the Army Air Forces, from Sergeant Jerry Gray and Major Glenn Miller's AAF Overseas Orchestra, the Air Corps Song.
Score the rainbow's pot of gold.